As we bow together here this morning, we hear the cry of the sister praying. Concerning her sister. They know distance with thee, and I pray you'd go right yonder in that room, in that hospital where she is. Minister to her this morning. Let healing, your mighty power, flow through her. Blessed God. We ask in Jesus' name, Father, that you do this for your glory and for your honor this morning. Blessed God. Glorify your Son in doing it. Bring comfort and healing to her heart. Increase her faith. And we'll ever praise you for it. Blessed God. Heal her. For Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. In his name we pray. Bless the reading of your word. Bless it to our hearts this morning. Bless the preaching of your word. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glorify your Son now, we pray this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. May be seated. Got your Bibles? Turn with me this morning. Real easy book to find. The last book in the book Old Testament, the book of Malachi. Book of Malachi. Last book in the Old Testament. I'm glad God has preserved and preserved his word for us down through the years, don't you? Amen. Ain't nothing like the word of God. I'd like to begin reading in chapter number 3, verse number 7. Malachi 3:7. Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from our ordinances, have not kept them. Return unto me, and I'll return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me even. Now, I want you to get a hold of this next phrase. I've read this a lot of time, but it really stuck out. Not only you, but he's charging the whole nation of robbing him. That's what he said. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I rebuke the devourer for your sake. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine caster fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land. Boy, isn't that good? Saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? You have said, it's a vain thing to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept the ordinances and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? Hey, you know what? Now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. I like this next verses too. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feareth the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. In the day that I make up my jewels, I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless your reading of his word. Well, You say, well, you're fixing to preach on tithing. I've just read it. I ain't got to preach on that. You know how I feel about it. I don't ever say anything about it much, but you ain't going to get mad at him for reading that, are you? You ain't going to say I'm preaching money for reading that, are you? Well, I just read what God said about it. But that's not really what I'm preaching on this moment. I am preaching on robbing God. Robbing God. Now, I didn't say it. God said that, you know, they was robbing him of the tithes and offerings. That's what he said. But you know what really stuck in my heart? Not just that. That's, you know, that's, you need to get that settled. I mean, you know, I can tell you, when the Lord first started laying that on my heart, I was making $75 a week. And we didn't see where we could pay $7 and a half. You say, you're going back a long way. Well, I could back you up a little further than that if you want me to. But we started giving $5 a week. And this is, I'm going to say this fast and I'm gone. And guess what? One long, we could give $7.50. He said, I ain't giving much. Well, it was in. That's what he said, dude, ain't it? Well, the Lord blesses, don't he? He will bless. Anyway, you don't want to rob him there. But you know what really stuck in my heart this morning? The whole nation's robbing God. And I don't have to preach on that because I just read it and I'd already said that much about it. But I'm going from there to say this. There's many other ways you can rob God or try to rob God. Well, you know what? I tell you what, the Lord did say something to him while I was looking at this. He said, you know, somebody robbed somebody. They try to get away. Don't they? No. They're going to run. They're going to rob them at night, rob them while they're asleep. I stick a gun on rob and take off running. But you know what the Lord was saying to me? He said, you can't get away from me. You can't get in a dark enough place. Not him, not know it. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you something else he'll do. I ain't got that thing on. It really makes no difference. You know what? He said, you know what else he'll do? You know what else he can do? He'll arrest you. Do you know that? He will arrest you. He'll run you down. He knows where you are, thank God. There are many other ways that you can rob God. You can rob him. You know what? One thing that really laid on my heart, not only he's talking about them tithes and all, but you know what he said you can rob him of? Time. Hey, you must have heard me say it. Bring it up here, I might need it. I don't think I'm going to need it if you hear me, but I might want to pick it up. Somebody else might need to hear it. You know what? It's a serious thing. You know what I was thinking? I may just talk to you this morning. I've had a bed crying last night, woke up crying this morning. Out to God. But you know what? He knows all about that. But you can rob God in so many ways. Yeah, I've always thought, I'll be the first one to admit, I'm not giving him even a tenth of the time in a day. Are you? I'm not. I'll confess. But the Lord's been dealing with me about it. And I pray that it'll soak in deep, heavy in our hearts this morning. You know all the times he's in here? It sure is. It's all his. It's all his. The time is God's. And we don't need to rob God of the time he's allotted us. Because he got appointed time coming down the road. Listen, that one day we'll have a face. And this life will be over. And I want to tell you some every day's God's. Not just the Lord's day. But we need to realize, don't rob him, listen, of his time. Not even the Lord's day or any other day. Every day is his. All day long. And every day, all of our life is God's. And we don't need to rob him of it. He gave us life. Our life is His. He breathes in our lives. And many of us, God has given us talents, something. You said, I don't know I got any. You got something. He's blessed you with whatever He wants you to have. He's given you what He wants you to have. Use it for God. Don't rob God. Listen, listen what He's blessed you with, the talents that He's given you. These other things, don't rob God. Listen, now I want to say something to listen to you. Listen to your children and young people here. Don't rob God of your youth. Don't rob Him of the prime of your life. Listen, don't waste it. I don't matter, listen, what kind of career that you may be following. I'm not saying that. But in that, don't waste your life. Don't waste the talents. Don't waste what God's given you. Don't waste it. Don't waste the youth. What did He say? He said in the book of Ecclesiastes, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days come. You better serve God. Did I read a verse a while ago? He said it come in a day. He's going to come back. He's going to serve it. This a dip between the righteous and the wicked. But now He said something else. He said, I'm going to put a difference in him that served God and him that hasn't served God. I'm telling you, it's a difference, and God will make a difference. He's given you something. Use it for Him. Don't rob Him of it. Hey, I'm telling you, better make it count. We better make it count. Because we can't go back and start her again. It'll be over. You know, I look back while I was looking at this, and I said, God, thank you for saving me. Listen. Thank you for saving me. Listen, when I was 20 years old, that's enough time wasted. And God, thank you for calling me and give me the grace to surrender to your will, to preach the gospel when I wasn't quite 25. That's enough time. I run long enough. God, thank you for that. I don't want to rob Him. I said, God, you raised me up off the deathbed. And Lord, I don't want to waste a moment. I don't. That lady called me Thursday evening. Said my brother's worse. Said he's going to ship him out. I saw him 3 or 4 weeks ago in a hospital in Pantymobe. They moved him one hospital to another. May move him to Birmingham. May move him to Atlanta or Jacksonville or Gainesville. I don't know exactly where they're going to move him yet. But you know what? She said, could you see him again? I said, I can. By the grace of God. And guess what? He's one that I've been knowing. Told them nurses, I said, I've been knowing him 60 years. He spent a night with me before. But you know what? But the rain, when I went to see him the other night, he was more alert. And he told me, he said, if I live to get out of here, I'm coming to see you. I'm going to go to church with you. And he assured me. He said, I've turned it all over to God. Well, you know what? I don't care if you got to drive 1,000 miles. If you rescue one soul from hell, it'd be worth it. It'd be worth it. I said, God, you didn't raise me up for nothing. And I don't want to waste no time. I don't want listen to rob none of you for anything that you want me to do. Hallelujah. He's still God. He's God. But I'm telling you, don't wait. I've seen some get in. I've seen a few get in on the deathbed. Somebody said, I don't believe in deathbed repentance. Well, it's mighty dangerous. It's so dangerous to wait. But I've seen some get in. But you know what? Don't wait. Serve God now. Don't rob Him of your health. Don't rob Him when you're healthy and well. Listen, and you can go do something for God. Let Him use you. Hallelujah. Let him use you. Because you get to the time, all of us get there, and some of us is already getting there, we can't do everything we used to do. No, we can't. I had open gates now. Used to, if I didn't want to, I'd just swing over them. No more. I climb up and down, holding on now. Didn't used to do that. But God said, for us not to waste and don't rob. You know, I tell you what, you won't always. I look at my grandyoungers, now looking at my great-grandyoungers grow up, and I think about it. Seemed like yesterday I was that age. Seemed like yesterday I was there. Don't want to rob God of your youth. Or you don't want to rob him of your early manhood or womanhood. You don't want to rob him of that. You know why? You know, I'm so glad. Thankful to God that God saved me while my youngest was all home. I could tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. I could read to them. If we weren't going to church at night, we went a lot. The revivals. We could read it to them at the house. What else you do? I get down on the floor and play with them. I get on my back and ride. But don't rob God of your early manhood. And you, when mom and daddy's and your children's at home, take advantage of it. I'm telling you from your spirits, because it won't last. A lot of difference in 9 of you living in a house and 1, Miss B. Lots. But you know what? Oh, sure, some things I could change, I would change if I go back. All of us probably would. But as a whole, I want to thank God for it. Hallelujah. For what he's done. So we need to be careful not to rob God of our youth, not to rob God of our manhood, and we don't need of our early life and through our middle ages. We don't need to rob him of our old age. Somebody said, when are you going to retire and preaching? When I turn my heels up. Lord willing. Huh? I think I'd bust if I didn't preach once in a while. But don't let's rob God of our old age either. Let's stay close to God. Let's say, Lord, keep us mild. Keep us sweet. Or make us sweet and keep us sweet. Don't let us be healed and grumpy. Let's be sweet. I want to tell you, I saw one of the sweetest nurses in the hospital Friday night. She's probably in her mid-20s, and she was sort of dark-skinned. And I was trying to get this gown on and trying to get them gloves on my fingers. She said, "You got some big hands." And she come over. She said, "Look like you need some help." I said, "I sure do. I can't tie this thing back there." And you know what? You know, I told her, I said, "Thank you for being so nice." But you know what the Lord said to me? It don't cost nothing to be nice. She could have said, "Get the thing on or get out of here." She didn't. She was so nice. And you know what? That had an impression on me. And that was easy to be nice back to her. What if she'd been mean? What was I supposed to do? Be nice. It's a little harder sometimes, but you got to do it. Robbing God. Robbing God. You see, we're epistles written, read, and known of all men. You don't have to say a word. Your life and my life radiates what's inside of us. Amen. Glory to God.
We don't want to rob God of that. Listen, he's living on the inside of us. We don't need to keep him. Let him shine through us. He's alive. We don't need to rob God of that. You say, well, I got in later in life. Well, thank God you got in. Just go on from there. Hallelujah. I'm not criticizing you if you hadn't followed every footstep I've taken. And I hope no one won't criticize me if I hadn't followed theirs. But you know what? Thank God you're in this morning. Let's make her count from here on out. Robbing God. Another thing people rob God of, you know what it is? Not being thankful. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Hey, of our thanksgiving and praise, we need to be ever grateful, ever thankful for what he's done for us and praise him. And you know what? I'll tell you something else where people try to rob God. Take credit for that that's due to him. I'm going to tell you about a king, but found in the book of Daniel. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. You know what he said? In fact, he had a dream. He interpreted to him what it was going to be, where he was going. End of the field. You know what? After 12 months, it said, the Bible said 12 months, he walked in his kingdom. Hey, he done had the dream interpreted to him. Walked in his kingdom. Looked around, he said, "Whoo! Look what I've built." That's what he said. This is what I've done. You know what else he said? He messed up here. I did it with my power. And he said something else. I did it with my majesty. The glory of my majesty. He really messed up there. You know what God said to him? He said to him, while the word was still in his mouth, a voice came from heaven and said to him, "Son, you headed to the grass patch." You know what God did to him? Sent him in the field. Eat grass like an ox. And his hairs grew and looked like the feathers on an eagle. And his fingernails grew and looked like what? Bird claws. He was trying to rob God of his glory. And he was trying to rob God of his sovereignty. Sometimes you preach on the sovereignty of God, people will grind their teeth. Oh, I don't believe in that. Honey, you're just on the wrong track. God is sovereign. And you know what he told him? Said, "You going out there, son? Do you come to yourself and you're going to realize that God rules not only in heaven, but he rules in the kingdom of this world. He puts in who he wants and he takes out who he don't want." Someone said, "How'd that president get in there?" I could get into that. I could tell you how he got in there. God let him get in there. God's ruling and reigning. And you need to realize, and I need to realize, and the quicker we can realize, and the quicker that we can come to the fact that God is ruling and reigning, that God is in control, and it's not our power, it's not our glory, it's his sovereign grace and mercy. And some people try to rob God of his sovereign free grace that he gives us. You can't rob God of that either. Hey, he said, "Ain't this my own? And do what I want to with him." The king couldn't, but God can do what he wants to with him. I'm just in his mercy, at his mercy. And you want to talk about being happy in the Lord, knowing Brother Raymond, he'd have wanted to. He could have put me in hell before I ever came to him, before he ever drew me to him. But thank God he didn't. You said, "Why are you so happy?" That's why. It's free grace. It's a gift. Whew. You can't rob God of that. You can't rob him of that. Hallelujah. That's him. And so King Nebuchadnezzar, you know what happened? He stayed out there. The Bible said he came to himself. And guess what? He went back to his kingdom. He went back to the place. The people came back to him. They were under him. But he had a different tune. Can I read you his tune he had when he got back? I got to read that. In Daniel. It's in the book of Daniel. Woo! Let's look in Daniel chapter. I'm already in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter number 4. I won't go back. I done got over some of this. I won't go back there all over what happened to him. He got out there, though. Look at verse number 35, Daniel 4. And all the inhabitants of the earth are repeated as nothing. And he doeth according to his will. In the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Hallelujah. Then he said, at the same time, my reason returned to me. And for the glory of thy kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my Lord saw unto me. And I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Well, see, God told him he left the stump there. He was coming back. Yeah. And verse number 57. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, here it is, and exalt and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride. He's able. That's one of them Abels are getting around to. He's able to what? Obeys. Hallelujah. Sound like a different king, don't it? Whew. Oh. He did what, Brother Ben? He got a doctrine straight. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Billy. He had his doctrine all messed up. Yeah. And if you're here this morning and think you can save yourself, yours is all messed up too. It takes the Lord to save you. You know what old Brother Billy son said, don't you? A long time ago, early part of last century. Somebody said, they told him, said, your preaching rubs a fur the wrong way. He said, tell them to turn the cats around, they'll be all right. He didn't change his preaching. That's why he preached in a town about 22 saloons in it and 20 of them closed. They had revival. Son, revival changes things. So he told him, said, just rub the fur the wrong way, turn the cat around. What he was saying was, just change your ways. Amen. But you see a king come to himself. Well, God told him, said, you're going to go out there. You can go back over in that, early in that chapter and read. He said, you're going out yonder. You're going to go out yonder and stay till you realize who rules this thing. Some people are going to die not knowing that, but they're going to find out the judgment. It's going to be sad. God's still ruling and reigning. Hallelujah. And don't need me to try to rob him. What are you going to rob him with? Most people try to either one or two things. They'll rob something when ain't nobody there. They're going to have some kind of weapon if they rob them. When they're there, or the people's going to think you got one. So you can't do that with God. No, it won't work. He knows all things. He sure does. You know, you ever thought about this? A lot of murders don't get solved here on this earth. Some people, once in a while, I know I'd be able, once in a while, somebody gets sent to prison falsely. I understand that too. And a lot of times people just get off and never do find them. But you ever realize one thing? God knows exactly who did it. And he will never get away from God with it. You can't do it. So just realize, King Nebuchadnezzar did not get away with it. He sure didn't. Nope. He didn't. Neither can we. He rules. He reigns. So I'm praying this morning. My plea is this before we close. Just simply say, Lord, I know you're ruling and reigning in the affairs of men right here on this earth. And Lord, you're still in control. But Lord, I don't want to resist you. I don't want to fight against your will. I don't want to fight against your sovereignty. I want to surrender. I want to submit and say, Lord, you don't want to get run over. Just surrender. Say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I trust you. And God, you do know best. He does know best. He sure does. I'm glad he rules and reigns in the armies of heaven and also in the inhabitants of the earth. He's still ruling. Setting up and taking down. He's still God. And you know what? No need for us to try to set up somebody up and try to be our own rule and reign in our own lives. Why don't you let him rule you? Why don't you submit to him and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. And let's not rob God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? We move, we live, and we breathe, and have our being. It's all in him. That's it. It's every bit there. I got home Thursday. They called me from this life thing. I said, something wrong. I said, we ain't getting no reading. Checking everything. Well, I said, no. Then finally, I said, well, no wonder it's unplugged. Come off. You know, I told her, I said, this must be people don't do that. But I've been having to keep pushed in. But you know what? I couldn't get to reading. I thought to myself, Lord, we need to get plugged up with you. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you think about this for a moment. People were wondering about, I was preaching to pray for a lady yesterday in the hospital, another one. And she says, I'd like to hear you pray. I said, well, I just talked to the Lord. That's what I try to do. And a lot of people say, well, how are you going to talk to him? I'm going to tell you something. I'll show you something. You see that right there? You see that? See that heart beating right there? This thing on here is telling this thing's sending the Dothan in the summer, and they're watching it. Now, if they can do that, you think God have any problem communing with us? He ain't got to go through a cell tower. So you can talk to him. He won't get unplugged. Thank you, Brother Raymond. Won't get unplugged. You can talk to him. So you what? You said you crazy. When you pray, what do you do? Oh, I just sense him right there with me. I don't sense him billions of miles away. He's right there with me. He's everywhere. You talk to him. I talk to him just like I talk to you, Brother Donnie. And you do the same. Do it. He's there. He is close to you. Hallelujah. He knows. He's everywhere. He is. Glory to God. Don't let me try to rob nothing from him. He knows. He didn't even know the thoughts in my heart before I tried it. Wouldn't he? He does. So I'm telling you, I'm challenging you this morning. Let's say, Lord, here's my life. Take it. Use it for your glory. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's stand together. We're going to sing a song. God spoke to your heart. His altar's open. If you need to come pray.